This section deals with incidences where the child or young person exhibits challenging or aggressive behaviours. Rather than being a symptom of mental illness, this typically results from the child or young person being bored or confined to the ward area. It is important that clear boundaries are established from the beginning, detailing expectations, rewards, and consequences. A key principle of a safety management plan is to keep yourself and others safe. If a child or young person exhibits challenging behaviours, then it is important to try and de-escalate the situation and to remove or resolve the triggers. The following strategies should be used. Provide the child or young person space. If necessary, ask team members to clear the area or take them to a more private area. Use non-verbal strategies such as having an open and relaxed posture, making eye contact but do not stare at them, and actively listen to their concerns. Use verbal strategies such as offering reassurance or questioning to change or distract their train of thought. Negotiate solutions and show empathy. For example, if the child or young person wants to have a cigarette, offer nicotine replacement therapy or other appropriate stop smoking strategies. What if these strategies fail? If you believe that the child or young person is putting themselves or anyone else in danger, then do not hesitate to call your security department. You may also feel that it is appropriate to have the police assist you, such as if the child absconds. You should not tolerate behaviour that makes you feel uncomfortable or in danger. Always follow your local aggression, violence and harassment policy, which is available from your hospital trust.